over here, ladies and gentlemen. And who's this? You know it. And she goes by the name of Kat Z. Look how beautiful she is. Look at her hair. Look at her face. Look at her body. Look at everything about her. She's beautiful. She's hot. She's gorgeous. She's sexy. And she's going to tell us something fascinating today about pop culture news. You know, one of your episodes from last week, I was looking at one of the trackers, and just one of the episodes got something like, and it's not like 3 months old. It literally was last week before we left. Got something like 300 downloads.
I wonder what it was about.
I'll have to look at it and tell you, but I meant to tell you yesterday. This one system, because we have multiple systems. We're on Spreaker. We're on the iTunes. So we're on different things. They're not all linked into one system. So in order to get proper stats, I have to go, okay, what did we do here? Oh, we did 1,000 downloads. What did we do here? 300 downloads. What did we do here? 500 downloads. So the one area had 300 downloads for your one.
He's going to go pooping.
Broadcast.
I can't. Come here, Gigi.
Gigi, come here.
Just really?
All right, go for it.
All right, so Teresa Gadecki is back for season 7 of Real Housewives in New Jersey since her prison sentence. And it premieres July 10th on Bravo, and it will start with her coming home from Danbury.
All right.
So, yay. And she's out for blood because she's already catfighting with everybody. Because what you do in New Jersey, you eat and you fight.
Well, they already shot it.
I know, but that's what you do in New Jersey. You eat and you fight. This happens.
You have a friend who's from New Jersey, don't you?
She lives in New Jersey. She's from Philly.
But she lives
in
Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah. All
right.
Some swanky area out there.
There's not,
all they do is eat and
listen,
fight.
Listen, there's nothing swanky in Jersey. It's a disgusting, nasty
well,
place.
Well, let it be swanky to her.
Wait till we go back east and you go to Jersey. You're going to go, what the hell is this? And Jersey's just, and it stinks. Jersey stinks. Because they got these smokestacks and sewage plant. I mean, Jersey's just a nasty place. But sure, there are little areas of Jersey that are nice, but I mean, you have this big area with this tiny little nice part.
Yeah.
And even the nice part is like...
Doo-doo-ca-ca.
Yeah, it's not nowhere near what... It's, yeah.
All right, so you remember when I did the George Zimmerman story about how he tried to auction his gun
yes,
that he shot?
Yes, yes.
Then they pulled it. Well, now it's gotten sold. It was sold for $250,000. And the proceeds are going towards police officers that are faced with violence every day.
Okay.
And he, there's a Texas police officer that was shot 4 times point blank just doing his normal job. And someone just shot him. And Zimmerman's going to give some of those proceeds to that family. And he called Hillary Clinton a liar because she basically lied about how Trayvon Martin was shot and killed. Like, she made it, her story is that Zimmerman just went bam.
Yeah.
Like, just shot a random black person in a neighborhood. Like, that's how it, and he's like, no. That's not how it went. I was defending myself, so things just happen. Things just happen.
All right.
And that is George Zimmerman. Congratulations, Zimmerman. All right, so Facebook is apologizing for not necessarily, they didn't pull anything down. They just kind of tagged the picture as inappropriate, and it was they didn't block the picture, but they blocked it from being sponsored. This Australian feminist clothing company that's like fat and pretty or something of another, featured obese model Tess Holliday, because she's not a plus size model. She's a obese model.
I don't think they classify that. Like, is that a classification?
No, that's
obese
my classification.
Model?
That is my classification.
All right.
When you're 4'5" and you weigh 500 pounds,
oh, Jesus.
You're considered obese.
Oh God. Okay.
And there's nothing sexy about that. And I understand there's this much. I get called shallow on a daily basis because I criticize obese people, but it's okay. I'd rather be shallow than be unhealthy and look like a big grape. So
obese.
The obese model, Tess Holliday. So Facebook, apologize, because that's what you do. You apologize.
All right,
so Anne Hathaway reposted, then took down, because you know that's also what you do in today's society when people don't know how to handle, can't just block or erase bad comments or ignore it. But there was a meme that someone made with Tim Burton's wife, Helena Bonham Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, it read, "In a world of Kardashians, be a Helena Bonham Carter." With a picture of her, and Hathaway posted it, got heat for people love the Kardashians more than they love this nobody. And she goes, "Oh, I removed it for uninitiated shade." Peace. Get over yourself. Like, why? I don't understand why everybody has to apologize to this family. It's so annoying. No one cares.
Well, everybody just wants to be PC.
So
you know what I mean? Everybody just wants to not fight with each other. Nobody wants to, you know, alienate other each other's fan base. I think a lot of people get nervous that if you attack someone, their fans will then attack you, and their fans will not show up for
a premiere.
Yeah, premiere, if there's a crossover somehow. I think that's how, you know,
so annoying.
It works.
It's so annoying. People are so annoying. People bother me. That's why I don't hang out with anybody, because they bother me. They totally bother me. Because everything is like,
I don't want people to bother
you. Oh, you can't say this around so-and-so because then so-and-so will get upset. It's like you're behind a computer. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't want you to be upset anymore.
People make me so mad.
Okay.
Well,
it's not the...
All right, so Twitter had a poll.
Uh-oh.
With the hashtag NextBond. And for whatever reason, everyone's favorite was X-Files star Gillian Anderson. And she's like, "I'm Bond, Jane Bond." So maybe there'll be a woman. And if it's not her, then it most likely be a I don't know what, but that woman from Quantico.
Oh, the Muslim girl?
I don't know if she's Muslim.
Or Indian, whatever she is.
Something. Whatever she is, I don't know. I don't know that classification of that breed. So.
Oh, my God, breed.
I call everyone breed. What? I'm a breed. You're a breed. He's a breed.
Yeah, he is.
We're bread white.
Yeah.
We're white bread.
We're white bread. All right.
Oh, yeah. We're breeded Caucasian, as my Nana likes to say, Caucasian.
True.
She's like, "I'm too good to just be called white. I'm Caucasian." And in sports news.
Okay.
Gigi, come here.
He's just, I don't know what he is today. God.
NyQuest, the Kentucky Derby horse, that one. He will not be running at the Belmont Stakes due to a elevated white blood cells and a high fever.
That's not good.
But they're hoping that he gets healthy and better so he can be back this summer racing. So get better soon, Nyquist.
Hope they don't kill him and make him glue.
They don't.
Or eat him.
You're insane. You sound like my mother.
Why?
I hope they don't. They're going to end up pulling that poor horse down because it can't get better.
And then they're going to eat him.
And then they're going to stuff him and hang him in their house.
They're going to eat him. They're going to sell his meat to Whataburger.
No, it's Taco Cabana.
Is that it? Taco Cabana?
Yeah.
They have horse meat?
No, that's a joke.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, so Under Armour and UCLA agreed to the huge appealed apparel deal.
Okay.
15 years for $280 million.
Oh.
Yes. And their UCLA's contract with Adidas is about up, or it is up, and Nike was offering 15 years, but not as much.
That's good,
congratulations,
right?
Congratulations, UCLA and Under Armour.
All right. I just want to make America great.
But, of course, the players say, we don't see any of that money, so whatever.
Of course not. That's the sad thing about the college kids, that they don't make any money. And the chances of being in the pros and being – very successful is just because you're good in college doesn't mean you're going to be good as a pro. I mean, there's a lot of college kids that were, you know, major Applewhite example. You know, Chris Sims. There's a lot of people, Johnny Manziel, that come out of college.
He's
going to
count because he's going to die this year, so it doesn't really matter.
But there's, you know, Timmy Chang. My boy Timmy Chang was the most prolific quarterback in Hawaii history. He didn't get drafted, and he couldn't make it with a pro team. So in college, Timmy Chang, if they got paid or they made money from endorsements or something, would have had a nice nest egg, so to speak.
Yeah.
But instead, he gets nothing, and the college makes everything. So that's kind of effed up. But
weird. No,
it is what it is. What are you going to do?
I think they're going to end up changing it. I have a feeling the NCAA will end up changing it where those kids are, like, just not football, but basketball, baseball. I mean, anyone that can get drafted from a school that plays a sport, I'm sure they'll change it.
Even if you give
a minimum wage where it's like $500 a week.
Yep. I think so. Or at least if a shoe company, that's really where it would be. For not even so much if the schools, if they made it where the school said, where they said schools, you don't have to pay them, but let them make money from agents and let them make money from endorsements. So let an agent come along and say, hey, I'm going to pay you $100,000 to be with me on the if come that you get drafted and you're successful and I rep you. Because those big agents that work for those big firms, you know, they it would be like Jay-Z, and I think, isn't he with Puffy? Don't they have an – I know Jay-Z's got an agency.
Thing, but I don't know who's
and playing. They rep the players, and they rep some baseball players.
Yeah.
So it would be that. It's a huge company. So maybe they lay out $5 million to give the players that hopefully will turn pro, and then they will sign $100 million contracts. That's what they should do. That and endorsements. Let Under Armour or let Nike go, hey, we'll give you a $500,000 to wear our sneakers and do ads. That's what they should do. And I think they eventually will.
That's what I just said. They will. You most likely.
But I think they will. I'm giving my opinion. My opinion's worth something.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Everyone's opinion is worth something. Just like my opinion about annoying people.
Okay.
Like super annoying robotic people.
Go ahead.
The Raptors have tied up the East Conference Finals with the Cavs 2-2 in the series after beating them 105-99 in Toronto last night. Kyle Lowry had 35 points. Congratulations, Raptors. Uh-oh. They're full of surprises. You never know what can happen in playoffs. That's what I always say.
I think Cleveland will.
No, I know, but you still just never know what could happen in playoffs, any playoffs. I always say that about football playoffs because you just never know. The greatest team could get blown out by the wild card, and you're just like, how'd that happen? You know? All right, so Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors was fined $25,000, no suspension, for kicking Thunder's Steven Adams in the groin.
I remember we seen that.
Yes, but he got fined for it, $25,000.
See, it didn't look like he did it on purpose. It looked like he just...
That was the second time he did it. And they said it's like his playing.
His trademark, kicking people in the ding-ding?
No,
ding-ding.
That's his trademark for Steven Adams.
Oh, kicking him in the ding-ding.
Yeah.
So they played before and he kicked him in the ding-ding.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because Steven Adams is like 6'9", and Draymond Green's like 6'1". Well, I'm exaggerating. I don't know how tall these guys are, but I do know Adams is taller.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I didn't know that.
And my final story. Josh Hamilton will be out the rest of the season due to knee surgery that he will have to be getting June 8th. He's played 139 games since 2014 due to the over and over and over and over and over injury of his left knee. Now he's out. But he'll still get paid $28 million.
Oh, geez. Must be nice.
That's just kind of what happens. Hey, I wish I could get paid $28 million. Just because I have like a contract switch thing.
So do I.
I mean, I wouldn't know what to do with $28 million.
Yeah, I bet you could spend that in a month.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I'd buy a house.
Yep.
On the beach.
Okay.
Somewhere in Florida.
Okay.
I would buy me like an awesome Rolls Royce because that's what I want.
Oh, okay.
I will get me an awesome, like a super duper Vespa.
Oh, I know because you like Vespas.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm still determined getting one.
Okay.
I get a cute little sailboat.
Okay.
I would buy.
Would you have a manservant?
I will buy Joe Maglione off of Sofia Vergara just so he can just, and as the werewolf. He has to be the werewolf from True Blood. So he has to get bulkier. He's like, and just stand and just let me watch him follow around. I know, it's like, I sound like a guy that talks like about a girl that gets blasted.
It's like reverse sexism.
You know what? I had that. Only for Joe.
Got it.
Yeah. That's it. Only for Joe. Oh, wait. Only for you. Because, of course, I always want to see you shirtless, buffed up, walking around, puffing my chest. My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is the Rob C. Carey Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. They're blue.